Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Feet First. It's brought to you by the Foot and Ankle Centers, featuring Dr. Thomas Rappett and Dr. Paul Bishop. The Foot and Ankle Centers are located in both Yorkville and Morris and can also be found online at footandanklecenters.com. That's footandanklecenters.com online. We have a treat for you once again. Physical therapist Nick Liberatore is back with us once again from the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris. We've got a very interesting topic. Nick, how are you doing today?
Hey, Chris. Great. How are you?
Doing fine here. So our topic today is a process called dry needling. I've never heard of this before, but it's used as a treatment method, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
So what exactly is dry needling? How does it work?
Yeah, so just really briefly, dry needling actually came about in the United States in the early 1900s. A lot of physicians were doing injections, and they started to realize that oftentimes where they were placing a needle into the body had more importance than what they were actually injecting. And so they started doing these injections where they actually wouldn't inject anything at all. And they were getting really good effects in the human body, within muscles specifically. So that's where the term dry needling came about. Now, the needles that we use are actually very much similar, or if not the same, to acupuncture needles. So they're thin, thin needles.
Mm-hmm.
But where dry needling differs from acupuncture is more of the approach. So acupuncture is a part of Chinese medicine and relies upon those concepts. Whereas with dry needling practiced here in the United States, we're very, very interested in areas of muscular tightness that contribute to muscle pain, tendon pain, or joint pain.
Okay. So if I'm seeing this in my mind correctly, you do the dry needling process, let's say, in the area where maybe it hurts the most or there's tightness or whatever, to try to help relieve the pain. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's correct. And what's really interesting is, because in my experience, it's almost a 50-50, where half the time someone comes in and they say, oh, I've got this really tight area in my neck. You know, what can you do for that? Mm-hmm. And so in those instances, just as you described, the needle is going to go exactly at the site of pain. Now, other times with heel pain, for example, someone might have pain in their heel, mm-hmm. but the reason why they have pain in their heel is because their calf muscle is very tight. So in that instance, we might be doing dry needling at the calf, even though that's not specifically where their pain is. But what's interesting that we find is we have these areas of tension in our muscles called trigger points.
Uh-huh.
And oftentimes, once we start poking around on those tight areas, they are actually painful. So when we can really tap into that area of dysfunction by placing a thin needle in it, the effects that we get are tremendous.
You know, it's weird. I think that maybe I came across an article that mentioned this maybe some years ago in relation to college athletes and professional athletes. Yeah, because everybody's always looking for an alternative method sometimes to the traditional methods. And sometimes these things come around. Maybe what comes around is something that they did back in the day that's been brought back around again. So it sounds like this might be a quick fix maybe for an athlete and how their body reacts to it, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned athletes, because that's a population that really, really tends to respond well to dry needling. So a lot of our runners really appreciate the benefits of
right.
dry needling. And really, the process isn't too painful. It's minimal levels of pain to have pretty substantial improvements. So you're hearing more and more about professional athletes doing dry needling. It's sort of taking a hold, and it's definitely one of the cutting-edge interventions that we offer.
Really interesting. Dry needling, and you know, if you want to get more information, of course, you can always call the Foot and Ankle Centers and, you know, set up a consultation with the doctors Rappett and Bishop, and talk with Nick also about whether or not this may be something that might be helpful to you for maybe an aggravated injury that wouldn't go away or something like that, I suppose. So, hey, Nick, as always, a pleasure talking to you about the various methods and treatment options over there at the Foot and Ankle Centers. Thanks for joining us and talking about dry needling. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Chris. And just really quick, I want to mention as well that while we do specifically focus on the foot, we certainly can do dry needling for folks on any area of the body where they're experiencing pain or dysfunction.
Even better. All right. Nick, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Nick Liberatore, physical therapist at the Foot and Ankle Centers. You've been listening to Feet First, brought to you by the good friends at the Foot and Ankle Centers in Yorkville and Morris. Of course, don't forget about their physical therapy and MedFoot Spa, too. Visit them online at footandanklecenters.com.